Good morning. Currently 17 minutes in front of 7 o'clock this morning in central Minnesota. 26 degrees. We'll look at local statewide temps, some morning markets all right around the corner this morning. And well, this morning we continue in memory of Cliff, who passed away last week, and also paying tribute by talking to, well, many farm broadcasters from all around the U.S. And just thought that would be the best way to, well, show memories and share stories. And we continue that this morning as farm broadcaster Pam Yonke from Wisconsin, 2009 NEFB president. And Pam joining us. Pam, we really appreciate your time this morning. How are you doing this morning?
Not bad, Joe. I think we've got a little bit better temperature situation than you guys do this morning, but I guess we're all looking forward to warmer weather this weekend, aren't we?
Yeah, we had a few guys scratching in the field here the last couple days, so.
Oh, no, see, don't say that. That just will make us crazy down here. We've got enough water to grow a good crop of ducks right now, so don't get me so excited. I'm just thrilled that the opportunity for snow is dissipating.
I know Cliff would whap me on the head if I don't ask you about some of the issues in Wisconsin. Boy, you got a lot going on with mergers with Badgerland and Eggstar and also another outlet. And also, you got some dairy producers out there searching for a place to bring their milk right now, Pam.
Yeah, it's been kind of a tough week that way, Joe, for sure. And you're right, Cliff would want us to talk about it. Today, we'll find out the merger announcement on Eggstar Financial out of Minnesota, Badgerland Financial, here in South Central Wisconsin, and First Farm Credit out of Northern Illinois. They had to have all their ballots in by close of business yesterday. Today, the Badgerland Financial folks are going to have a special meeting just north of Madison here in Prairie du Sac at their headquarters, and we'll find out what the farmer members have decided and go from there. And like you said, Joe, the other nasty story that developed this week, found out on Tuesday that about 70 to 75 Wisconsin dairy farm operations had been given a letter from Grassland Dairy Products out of Greenwood, Wisconsin, that said they were terminating the relationship effective May 1st. And those dairy farms have been scrambling all week trying to find homes for that milk, and it is not going well. I've talked to the Wisconsin Ag Secretary, Ben Bransel. He has been personally calling dairy processors, asking them if they're getting milk from outside the state, if they reconsider channeling that someplace else to try to help these Wisconsin dairy farms that are working to find a home. But it all started with Canada. They've changed their milk marketing formulas and rules big time up in Canada, and the ultra-high pasteurized milk that Greenwood had been sending into Canada suddenly is not accepted. The dairy plant had 2 days warning before they exited that contract. So a lot of turmoil in Wisconsin's dairy community this week that we're trying to work through.
I listened to your interview with Jim Mulhern with National Milk, too, and we're taking in a lot of their dairy exports, too, here in the U.S.
Well, yeah, that's the nasty part is we don't have a trade representative in place under the Trump administration yet, and Jim was telling me, he said, you know, somebody's got to start advancing this to higher levels. We've got the Wisconsin delegation standing shoulder to shoulder trying to make it an issue. Even when Prime Minister Trudeau met with Representative Paul Ryan from Wisconsin, he talked about two things, NATO and the dairy situation. That's how important it is. But he said without a trade representative, you can't get much going. And you're right, Joe. He said we're in a pretty good position if we decide that we want to retaliate. Canada, quite frankly, needs us far more than we need Canada, he thought. So it's a developing story, like I say.
Pam Yonke joining us this morning here on Castum Radio. And Pam, you've had, I'm sure, many, many run-ins with Cliff over the years and interesting stories. As we remember him today, his visitation is tonight. Funeral services are tomorrow. And Cliff was one of a kind, wasn't he?
Oh, for sure. And let me first say to Miss Ellie and the family, I send my deepest sincere apologies that we won't be able to make it up there and that we sure are going to miss Cliff. And it's not just me, Joe. My husband, Randy Welch, who's an alfalfa specialist, him and Cliff could sit and chew the fat just fine wherever we met. So both my husband and I are so sorry to have lost Cliff and send our regrets to the family. But, yeah, you're right. It was fun, just always fun being around Cliff because he always had a story or he was always doing something that kind of made you laugh. I know that a lot of farm broadcasters have been sharing their experiences with Cliff, and it's a lot of us, it goes back to the same, you know, always talking about Aunt Sarah's pantry and his his live show from our Farm Broadcaster Convention in Kansas City. And I got to see Cliff extra when he come down to World Dairy Expo with Miss Ellie. Miss Ellie didn't come out to the show, but Cliff was always in the media room at World Dairy Expo, and he'd tell you stories about who was showing cattle in the barns and all that kind of stuff. But you just had to respect his ability to stay focused doing a live show. And now you know us farm broadcasters, Joe. We're like four-year-olds. We have a tendency to get bored quick. So here we are sitting in Cliff and Miss Ellie's room at crack of dawn in our sweatpants, and, you know, Lord knows what we did the night before. Probably didn't have a lot of sleep. And so we'd kind of try to challenge each other to see if anybody could get Cliff to basically screw up on the air. So we're, like I said, it's a bunch of clowns sitting on their bed trying to get Cliff distracted so that he'd make a mistake on his show. And, you know, it just didn't even faze him. It just didn't even faze him. And we were working at it, and it just didn't even faze him. But it was, like I said, you always knew that your convention was complete if you got a business card and the invitation to come and join him and Miss Ellie for the live show. And I always thought it was funny. You know, you look at Cliff and you say, well, he's not much for technology or whatever. Well, you know, maybe he didn't have a smartphone, or maybe he didn't have the latest broadcast equipment, but I always thought it was funny. When I'd see him, he would start a conversation just randomly about a story that I would post on my website. And I, you know, it took me the longest time to put two and two together. Well, here he was sneaking stories off my website for his farm show because, you know, we're so close as far as the dairy and as far as... And then he'd say to me, yeah, you keep up that good work. Yeah, you know... Anybody else, I probably would have copped an attitude about competition, but with Cliff, you just had to take it as a compliment that he was, first of all, turning to that technology, and second of all, that he trusted me to have something decent for him.
Mm-hmm. And Pam, he always seemed like he had a genuine interest for people and in a personal story. Yes, he would have the news story, but he wouldn't be afraid to ask about your family or how things are going or what are you doing in your neck of the woods. He really had that personal aspect that he really enjoyed, it seemed like, in his interviews.
Well, and I think that's exactly what the success of any farm broadcaster, especially one that has lasted the miles as Cliffy did. You know, I just think I took a look back at some of the notes from his life and think about the different careers and the different groups of people that he worked with. Now, granted, most of it was connected to agriculture, but just think about the different groups of people that he worked with. It all focused in on knowing people. And it wasn't the product, per se. It was knowing the people. And I think that's where he really was a master, because you don't just walk up to complete strangers and be able to pull out the stories that Cliff could. You got to take a little time, and they've got to feel a level of comfort with you. And you know, it's easy to say, but if you're standing in those shoes, it's difficult to convey, because I've seen a lot of farm broadcasters come and go, and it's just a matter of putting your audience at ease and making you feel approachable and that you understand where they're coming from and that you're genuinely interested, like you said, Joe, not just in whatever this story is I'm working on, but what's going on behind the scenes. Are the ramifications in the family? Do you need something? And, yeah, like you said, Cliff was pretty sensitive about that stuff in spades. He used to work at World Dairy Expo, I remember. You know, we were all together. And farm broadcasters, we're a gregarious bunch anyhow, if you couldn't figure that out. So we're all kind of working back and forth and walking around one another's work spots, just, you know, killing time in that. And, you know, Cliff would always make sure that whoever came up the stairs at the media room, he was talking to them. Well, how are you? Or, well, I didn't expect to see you. Or, and you know, always. Even if he was on the air, he'd still make reference to somebody that just walked up. And, you know, there's other industry leaders, you know, I think about our man, Orion Samuelson, who holds Cliff in such high regard. You know, to listen to those two talk, you would think that Orion was taking notes from Cliffy. And I think that's just a true testament to the man he was, not just the broadcaster, but the man he was.
Well, Pam, we really appreciate your time sharing stories and memories of Cliff here this morning. Thanks again for joining us, Pam. We know you got a busy schedule. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yep, my love again to the Mitchell family, and thanks, Joe, for the opportunity.
You bet. You have a good day. Okay, Pam Yonke joining us this morning, the fabulous farm babe in Wisconsin. And Pam is a fun comrade to have in farm broadcasting, and I knew she'd have some good stories and memories. And every time you'd go to World Dairy Expo in the last, let's hear, 8 or 9 years, that would be one of the first questions, how's Cliff doing? So, Pam Yonke, I do appreciate her time. She's based in Madison, Wisconsin, a fabulous farm babe herself, joining us here on Chasm Radio this morning as we take some time and share stories and memories of Cliff Mitchell, who passed away last week. And we'll continue at Noontime News. Al Karstens, a longtime farm broadcaster, will join us at 12:45 today on Noontime News. Right now, 20.